Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Chance Beat Breezy.
Our girl is currently 4 wins, 3 losses on the board.
I love those odds.
Not too bad. We got tickets to go see Kevin Hart in Buffalo at Shays Performing Arts Center. This is for next Wednesday night, the 22nd of January, and we need caller 8 right now. 585-252-9800. Breezy.
Yes.
4 wins, 3 losses is your record. That's not too shabby.
We've been going after it
this year, for sure. Starting it off strong.
Kevin Hart is funny, so if you can beat me, you'll laugh your booty off.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Kristen.
Kristen, good news for you. You are caller 8! All right, let's get it. That's phase 1.
She Kristen, made it through.
I need you to talk some trash to Breezy.
She's going down.
Oh.
You're going down. Okay, wow. That was filthy. Thank
I'm
you, Kristen.
I'm actually shaking in my boots.
All right, the rules are simple. Kristen, you get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breeze, you automatically get the win. She's going into the next room as we speak. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm... Yes.
Okay. Kristen, turn your radio off for me. We're going to question 1. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader.
All right, Darth Vader it is. I'll put you down for that, and we're going to go to question 2. Kristen, what is the chemical symbol for oxygen? What is it?
I'm going to say O.
Going with O. All right, let's go to question 3. Who was known as the king of cocaine, who also spent $2,500 a month just on rubber bands to wrap around his cash? What is the name of this cocaine kingpin? Hmm. 3 seconds on the clock. Time is up. All right, we're going to question 4. Kristen, what is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
I'll put you down for 300. All right, let's go to the last question. Kristen, in which state is Mount Rushmore located?
Oh.
3 seconds.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. All right. All right, that's 5 that you did. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, make your way back in here. We're going to tally these up to see how well our girl Kristen did.
Okay.
All right, you might have your work cut out for you today, Breeze.
Bye.
Kristen, we are looking at a total of not too shabby. 3 out of 5. Let's go to the board.
Let's do it.
All right, Kristen, sit tight. We're going over to our girl, Breezy. Breezy, you currently hold the record of 4 wins, 3 losses.
Let's go.
Question number one. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader.
Question number two, Breezy, what is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
pH?
She's laughing.
Shut up, Kristen.
All right, let's go to question number three. He was known as the king of cocaine, who spent $2,500 a month just on rubber bands to wrap around his cash. What is the name of this cocaine kingpin?
Pablo Escobar.
Question number four, Breezy. What is a perfect score in bowling?
300.
Question number five, Breezy. In which state is Mount Rushmore located?
Oh my God. South Dakota. I think it's North Dakota. Is it South Dakota? Oh my God.
You have 3 seconds.
Ah, oh, it's South Dakota. It's South Dakota.
All right. That's 5 right there. Let's go to the board. All right. Kristen, are you there?
Yes.
I'm tallying up Breezy and I'm tallying up yours. You got 3 out of 5 and our girl Breezy got 4 out of 5.
No!
Oh, she takes the win.
No!
The correct answer was South Dakota.
It was South Dakota. Yes!
Our girl Kristen guessed North Dakota. Pablo Escobar is correct. The perfect score in bowling is 300. And the chemical symbol for oxygen is O. Kristen, you got that right. Breezy said pH. And yes, Darth Vader is the father of Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Kristen. Hey, Kristen, sweetie.
Why don't you stay on hold? We're going to hook you up with a little something-something. But before we do that, I need you to do one thing for us, Kristen.
Yes.
I need you to say, my name is Kristen from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
I'm Kristen from Rochester, and I failed.
And I can't beat Breezy.
And I can't beat Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze, who I have a feeling is going to go off the rails here, but we just wanted to take a second. I got to ask you guys, too. A lot of us this time of year, after Christmas, even after the holidays, we still depend on the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, whoever.
For everything, every day.
And I want you guys to know right now, you do a phenomenal job, and I want you to keep up the good work.
Stop.
You guys, you go out of your way to deliver these packages. You don't get paid a whole lot, and you work your ass off. I've never had issues with you. I think you're fantastic, so keep up the good fight.
I've had nothing but issues with you, and I can't wait to talk about it. So I'm triggered. I feel like I've been saying this since the moment this mic opened 6 years ago. I literally don't understand why. I don't trust the post office. I don't understand why they operate the way that they do. It makes no sense. Every time I go to order something online, it's a gamble of whether I'm getting it or not.
Yeah, because no one knows where to send it.
I'm risking it all.
You got mail coming to your parents' house. You got other stuff going to your old Park Ave address. Now you live in Fairport. I don't blame them. I wouldn't know where to drop it
off.
That's
why I don't change my address, okay? I kept my parents' address as my permanent address. I'm not going to change my address every time I move. But when I'm ordering things online, I want them to come and be delivered where I live. That is one of the luxuries of getting things delivered. You don't have to go anywhere, okay? You don't have to track anything down. So, as we know, I have all these qualms with the Postal Service. And
I have all these qualms.
I literally do. And I was, you know, doom scrolling on TikTok, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And I got served one too many ads of these pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I need these pants.
Tell us what you bought.
It was the 17th ad. And I was like, okay, now I have 17th ad. Now I have to get the pants.
Are they sequins?
They're like, I don't know. They're like comfy work pants. Like, they're cute, but they're comfy and they're professional and all the things. And I was like, okay, I need them in purple and pink. So I ordered them because I got a hell of a deal. And the hell of a deal only stood because I was never going to receive them in the first place. So first of all, it took like 3 weeks to get there, which whatever, that's probably on the people like shipping it out. So no worries on that.
It's not like you went to Amazon. You went to TikTok shop and Instagram.
I know. It's like coming from India. We don't know. So I'm like, okay, I get the tracking information. Everything's good. Everything's set to go. I'm looking. It says delivered. And now I get it. I live in an apartment complex now. It's different. Like, there's a lot of buildings, whatever.
Where do you have a specific mailroom that you can drop stuff off in?
No, it's just like...
Where's it go?
The building... So I live in an apartment complex with like a ton of buildings.
Yeah, they're all units.
There's probably 5 or 6 apartments in one building.
Yep.
But there's this area, a designated area for said building, like right in the foyer.
The mailroom.
Where the mail goes.
Got it.
Okay? So normally... That's where things are. And it said it was delivered. And I go yesterday or 2 days ago to find it. Nowhere to be found. So I'm like, okay. I get home from work yesterday. I start scouring through every building in my complex. There's 40. So I was walking around like a psychopath looking through the windows because most of the buildings are locked.
You need a key to get in this mailroom?
You need a key. No, not my mailroom. You need a key to get into said building, and it's just out in the open. So now I'm flipping, and I'm like, of course. Nothing can just be easy with UPS. Of course. Like, I have to be scrounging around like I'm on a freaking scavenger hunt for my package.
But why are you blaming UPS when, in fact, it could very well have been stolen?
No.
Why not?
Now I'm on my... investigation grind,
yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So I go to the tracking information, and I'm like, okay, hi, what's happening? Tracking here, got it, perfect. I hit more, and they're like, yep, it was received by Jim. Who's Jim? Who is Jim?
There's always that one Jim, huh?
And then I go down, received by Jim, proof of delivery. Who's Jim? Don't know why Jim would be wearing Hilara pants, but okay.
It's probably the workout center.
Literally.
So we left it in the gym.
What's going on? So then I'm going down and it just says delivered in Fairport. Then I go down and it says pickup details.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Details. UPS store, Fairport Village Landing, Fairport, New York. I have to go pick this up now?
You probably
Why
should.
Is there pickup details?
Because you weren't home.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how delivering works. It's not like I was signing for like a
huge
package.
You know what probably happened? UPS dropped it off to Jim, and Jim was like, this is alarming. This isn't my package. I'm going to drive it back to UPS and have them come get it. Which is, honestly, that was on his part. That was the right thing to do.
So yesterday, I get home around like 6 o'clock at night. The UPS broad is like running around the apartment complex.
The UPS broad.
I'm running after her. I'm literally running after her. I'm like, I don't mean to bother you, but like, who's Jim? And I like throw my phone in her face and she's like, I don't, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, this is alarming. My Halara leggings or pants are somewhere with Jim. She goes, you're supposed to pick it up at the store. Here's the number. Like, this genuinely isn't my problem.
Yes, yeah,
gets in her, gets in her literal UPS truck, drives away, like you with the homeless person. So I'm like, okay, great. So now the saga continues. I'm going to have to go to the UPS store, which you know gives me anxiety. Does anyone else feel anxiety when they're going to the postal service?
No.
Any, of any kind?
I was there yesterday, and honestly, it was a lovely experience.
No.
I was the only one there. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Until you got back into your car and this woman was trying to climb through your passenger side window.
Walked in, walked out. That had nothing to do with the post office.
Why is this happening? Why does this always happen to me, though?
I don't know. I'm just like thinking about all the people in LA where all their homes just burnt down. So there's a bigger issues going on.
Not you minimizing this. Not you minimizing my problems. This is my problem right now. I don't live in California. I feel for them, but that's... Our issues are on a different scale right now.
Right, you're missing your...
So don't minimize
you're missing
my
your
issues and my qualms with the UPS services. Fine, then go find my package.
It ain't my problem.
You run to Fairport. No, I'm triggered. I'm pissed.
Anyone else have issues with UPS or FedEx? No? Yeah, that's what I thought. I just want to let you guys know you're doing a great job. And if you ever come to my apartment complex, there's bottled water waiting for you in the lobby.
Why is no one backing me on this?
Along
you guys are
tree.
All snakes. No, I'm pissed.
I'm not going to lie, you guys. I'm a little nervous.
It's giving like first date energy.
I'm on pins and needles here. Reunited and it feels so good. What do you want me to say? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I am currently going to be reconnecting with a close friend who I haven't seen in over 20 years.
Okay.
We were extremely close in middle school and all through high school. This kid introduced me to Blink 182.
Oh my God.
He taught me how to play the drums. I mean, not fully, but I tried. And
but
we have
a horrible job.
So many. We did so many memories. And then all of a sudden, went to college and that was it. Just fell off the face of the earth. Life happens. Never knew what happened to the kid. Tried looking him up on social media. Couldn't find him anywhere. I looked Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Nothing. He was just gone. And so I got over it.
Yeah.
And then last week, I'm at home. I'm cooking dinner. And I get a notification on my phone. And it's him.
No.
And he says one word. He says, "Rars," because that's what I did in middle school. That was my saying. And that was it. Nothing else. And I look at this text and I'm like, no way. And so I reach back out immediately. I go, come on, dude. How are you?
Classic you.
Yeah. I was like, classic, because we have those friends where you can go 30 years without
talking.
Nothing's changed. You pick up where you left off.
Right.
And I'm like, I always loved this dude. And I was so excited to talk to him. So we just start going down the list. Kids, married, family, everything. He's got 3 kids. He's married, still local.
Wow.
And I told my brother, I heard from him. He goes, no way. He goes, I thought he was dead. I go, no. I thought
Pretty
he was dead too.
Well.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Hilton.
Tracks.
And so I was like, man, it would be really great to just kind of connect and catch up.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we should do it, man. Let's get some beers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we should. And then Breezy got me the idea of maybe we should do a big reveal where he comes in the studio, we embrace, or do I wear a suit? Should I wear a suit when I go see him? We're going to be at a bathtub Billy's
Wait,
in Greece.
When are you doing it? You're at the retreat. When are you doing it?
Probably next week.
No, he has to
I'm
come
a little
in
nervous.
The studio. I have to be here to like break the ice a little bit. Because this is a big moment. It's a huge moment.
It's a big moment because I feel like I'm getting a friend back after all these years.
Yeah.
And that to me is very exciting to reconnect after like 20-something years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is he the same guy I remember from middle school and all through high school? Because we spent so much time together.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? This is going to be, why not turn it into a bit? We got to bring him in.
No, fully. Does he like
put a blindfold on?
Work remote. Dating in the dark. I just like turn on all the lights. The truth is revealed.
So my first audition I ever had in California was Dating in the Dark. That's why I left Rochester.
Yeah.
I left to fly there to audition. And I was like, you know what? I like it here. I'm going to move. But that was dating in the dark.
Literally, so now, pitch black. You're like, I love it here.
And I think we all have those friends that we were so close to, and then you lose touch.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, you pick up where you left off, even if 20 years went by.
Sure.
And so now I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, it's, I don't know. I'm nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, what are you guys going to talk about? I feel like you'll have nothing, no shortage of talking because you have to catch up on the last 20 years of your life.
Yeah, and a lot has happened since then. A lot.
Do you feel like you'll be able to, like, open up to him instantly and tell him about, like, deep things? Or do you think it's going to be, like, more so memories from the past?
I don't know. He's never really been. No, that's not true. He definitely judges. But that, from what I remember. But people change, right, man. People change, especially when you get married, you have a family and kids of your own. You're a different person.
I feel like we've all been in this situation, and no shade to you, but I feel like it hits harder when you're older because so much time has passed and it's, like, more exciting. And it's crazy because in this day and age, with accessibility of Instagram and social media,
yeah,
how you wouldn't connect with him. I mean, you said you looked for him, but, like, it's just wild. Did he connect with you on Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
Right. He just sent me one message and I knew exactly who it was just from that one word. And I was like, you know what? This kid, when I was 14 years old, introduced me to Playboy.
Oh.
And I was like, so obviously there's a lot of connections there. There's a lot of core memories, right, when you're a kid.
Right.
You know? And then I got...
He was like the worst influence ever on you. Your parents hated him. You bring him over for dinner. They're like, not this kid again.
Just,
I thought, you know, we got rid of him.
Yeah.
I thought we paid him off a severance.
That's kind of how I feel. You know, yeah, he wasn't the best influence, but he was my boy, you know, and you start to make those connections when you're in middle school and high school,
yeah,
of who you're going to become friends with and stuff like that. But genuinely, he's a good guy from what I remember. You know, he's always going out of his way to make sure that you know, if you come over, he gets snacks after school.
Yeah.
His parents were always really awesome. And so I'm really happy that we got in touch, but now I'm just kind of like, well, instead of going and meeting at a bar, what if we, like, had a nice sit down dinner, you know,
in the conference room? I'm hosting. I'm waitressing.
I'm on pins and needles.
You know, you're gassing this guy up a lot, and I really hope he's not, like, you know,
I hope he's not listening.
Embezzling money and
yeah,
his wife. You know,
I don't know. I don't know.
He's a great guy. Who knows? Honestly, who knows?
He's the greatest guy. But haven't you lost touch with friends that you've reconnected with, yeah, years later?
Or, like, not even just, like, lost touch, like, genuinely just forgot that they existed, and then they pop up. Like, this just happened the other day. This girl who I knew all throughout, like, elementary school, middle school, I think she moved away in high school. She just popped up on my TikTok, and I was like, what? What is she doing here?
Right.
I forgot she was even a person.
Yeah, you get excited.
Yeah, it's wild. It's definitely wild.
Jamie says, what about a picnic, you guys, at Cobbs Hill? It's like 10 degrees outside. We're not going to do that, Jamie. Thank you for a suggestion. Another person says you guys can go go-karting.
Yeah, you should go to Marketplace.
You know what? I don't know.
This is Dave and Buster's.
Maybe this is a lot. Maybe I should just stick to having a beer.
No, he needs to come in here.
What am I going to do?
We'll play, like, Campy Breezy or, I don't know. It'll be fun. Or, like, I'll host a trivia game about your childhood. I don't know. You need to give me, like, the information, though. I obviously wasn't there. I was literally a zygote, so, when you were in middle school.
Yeah, his kids watch our segment on Channel 10 News we do, PXY Around Town with Moose and Breezy.
Why did it take him literally 2 years to reach out to you? You've been home for 2 years.
I don't know.
Has he been going back and forth for 2 years? Should I reach out? Should I not reach out? Is it weird? Is it not weird? Finally, he's been pulling
the petals off of a rose.
He's literally been... I'm working up the courage to say, NARS. Right, perfect. Great opening line, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm open to suggestion, guys, and you're obviously sending them right now, so thank you so much. We're not going to have a meal for two at Patron Saint. We're not doing that. But we'll figure it out. Yeah,
he could be loaded. Who knows?
Yes,
I
know.
He could be the CEO of, I don't know.
Something.
Yeah.
That's why this is so exciting.
Santac, who's to say?
I could be walking into something that is just life-changing.
He goes, I have money set aside for you. I always have. I always will.
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.